This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Volkswagen is laying out a plan to recognize the United Auto Workers Union at its only U.S. plant, the one in Chattanooga, though it's not quite what the union was hoping for. The UAW has been working hard to organize a foreign-owned plant in the South, and the South is where so many of the auto jobs are these days. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports.
There was the stinging defeat in February.
A majority of our employees have voted against representation by the United Auto Workers.
The UAW's southern strategy appeared to be snuffed out, and this was at an automaker that had been welcoming to the union. So instead of trying its luck elsewhere, the UAW has tried a side door. It started a local chapter, even without recognition from Volkswagen. President Dennis Williams said the union couldn't give up on the South.
The plants are located here. It's important for us to organize them.
The UAW has called this week's policy change at Volkswagen a step forward, but it still doesn't accomplish the Detroit-based union's ultimate goal. The policy allows for multiple unions to have different levels of representation, and no one would get exclusive bargaining rights. For that reason, some Republican politicians who had been campaigning against the UAW were cheering. Gerald McCormick is the majority leader of the Tennessee State House.
I think it's a victory for the workers and for Volkswagen and for Chattanooga in particular.
Republicans have fought to keep the UAW from getting a foothold in the region because they see the union as damaging to the business climate. The union could use a big win to go into other plants with a head of steam. Gary Castile is now the union's top organizer.
You know, we're talking to Nissan workers. We're talking to Mercedes workers. We talked to BMW workers. Now, which one of those has the amount of interest from the employees that we would actually try to start an organizing drive? We'll have to assess that.
But Castile points out that the UAW has a long history in the South, just not in the big multinational plants. Membership has even grown in recent years, but labor attorney Cliff Hammond says they're small shops.
I don't think people really appreciate how difficult it is to go, even in Michigan and Ohio, in a big plant, let alone down in the South where you don't have your grassroots.
And despite inroads at Volkswagen, no one is counting this week as the momentum-shifting win the UAW's been looking for. In Nashville, I'm Blake Farmer for Marketplace.